fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Well, you know what that means, right? It's time for a fishing report. Leif Seberg is here. How you doing, Leif?
Good. How are you doing, Deputy Dizzle?
I am doing pretty good. It finally got cold after the last fishing report we talked about, but we didn't get a lot of snow.
No.
But it did finally kind of get cold, stay cold, and it looks like it's going to be maybe a day or two more, but yeah, it's going to warm up again.
It was almost as if we were challenging it to get cold, weren't we?
Oh, I'm superstitious too.
We were kind of talking smack to it last week.
Yes, the weather.
Oh, you can't keep ice
for sure.
The weather can't stop me from fishing.
The weather gods certainly listened to us. Yes.
Yeah. So you know, it didn't actually stop me though, because most of the time, you know, I lack too good sense when it comes to fishing and taking care of myself.
I won't say anything.
Well, I just had it stuck in my brain that I was going to put the drift boat in the river last week. And there was, like, I remember you saying last week at about that time that the weather forecast was consistently about 8 degrees off.
Yeah.
It was totally like that day. It was supposed to be, I think, 40 or 42 degrees. Mm-hmm. And I think it maybe tried to get above 32 for about a half an hour or 20 minutes that day. It was still fun, but it was like, you know, it was misty, and so the sun wasn't really getting through it. It was nice being in the boat, but it took a while to start getting into fish. I think they're about as cold as we were.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I mean, you just got to be happy when you get in and out of the river without getting stuck when there's snow. So it slid in and out, no problem. Actually, I thought it'd be harder to get it in. My buddy was pushing from the back as I was pulling from the front going in, and he almost ran me over as it took off like a sled.
But I was going to say, snow can be
slippery. So it was fun. You know, got out there and did the float anyway. Cool. Had some hours on the water. Got to feel the water under me instead of just standing in it. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Fish?
Been doing well. You know, that day was a little slow, like I say, because it was cold, but still doing consistent. Very, very consistent winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just, you know, a lot of fish still on those soft tackles, mainly swinging. Definitely less, not really seeing much dry fly activity in the last week or two, along with those temps, obviously. But looking for things to start to warm up here, as they usually do towards the end of February. And so whitefish season, remember, now with rule simplification in Washington State, ends on every river at the end of February. Get it in while you can once these days start to warm back up. But, you know, this might be the time, too, to get out there and do some ice fishing, because I know that ice is firm back up. And numbers on perch at this time are doing what they usually do. It's starting to go down on report because it just kind of slows down later in the winter for perch.
Say, what did you hear from the perch?
Trying to work around
pole.
That point.
Oh, there you go.
It sounds like it was, as usual, slow as far as perch at this time of the year, especially with a high pressure sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of just the bane of any spiny ray fishing.
Yeah.
So it sucks. It kind of sounds like it was a little bit slow. Aside from a father and son couple, I guess, that just sounded like they dominated. So,
really?
Yeah, I think they kind of swept it.
They had a secret ingredient.
I think so. I think they had some performance-enhancing bait or something.
Did they get a good turnout of folks, though?
That was the real bummer, I think, is that they didn't really get, I think it was about 20 people is what I heard, and sort of a low catch. So I'm not sure if that's going to be happening again.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we were just testing the waters on that, and we need to get people a little bit more involved in some ice fishing.
Well, here's an idea. What if you had a week long derby? Something that over the week you register what happens. That way you're not, you don't have that weather component messing you up.
Sort of like the statewide one that's going on with WDFW that I don't know enough about, which I believe lasts like for 2 or 3 months, basically like through the winter season. And there's prizes that's sponsored by maybe even our folks at North 40 there, just a ton of folks all around the state.
Yeah.
So you might be right. Like a local version of that would be a good idea.
Just extend it somehow.
Yeah. And that would give people maybe a chance to get out there more than one day.
Well, right. And it would, like you said, get that ice fishing vibe going a little bit more. And you're not subject to a disappointing one-day event.
And you know, that's got to be a bummer if your contest is on one day that's not great condition-wise.
Yeah,
I can imagine. So, you know, but I have been hearing more kokanee turning up there, which is what I'm really hoping. Like we've been talking about getting the smoker, getting the can, some of those kokanee before that ice is no good.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I say, all the while going to be fishing the river, got those few weeks left. And then we'll be switching seasons. We're getting closer to the end of another season here.
Always looking forward.
We'll
That's
get
a
to
good
watch
thing.
That water come up and yeah. watch some logs float down.
Yeah.
Watch the Mahow get mighty.
Yes.
This that time of every podcast where we thank our friends over there at North 40 at their wonderful fly shop where you can find darn near anything you can imagine under the sun. And if you can't find it there, you can just get them to send it to you online through the fly shop there at North40flyshop.com.
Well, what about those new gum boots you got?
Hey, man, you just stole the words right out of my mouth again. I want to thank my good friends over there at Drift Waders over there in Bellingham. I was a hamster there for about 10 years while I got done going to school, et cetera, whatever I was doing there before I made my way back here. And I just really got to give props to any local companies, you know. And so I'm happy that to be working with them. They're sponsoring my business and what I got going here. And
I got to say, I'm pleasantly surprised that there is a waiter company in the U.S. You know, I mean, it just seems like...
Right,
it's a bit of a niche thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be offshored or something like
that. A lot of them started here, right, and kind of have gone. So, yeah, it's great. It's like I like my LibTech snowboards. I like my Drift Waders. They all come within about 50 miles of each other as a crow flies almost. So,
cool.
All really, really local here.
So, what's the name of the company again?
Drift Waders. They're not your grandpa's tweed. They're pretty styling looking,
really?
Kind of new school look to them, and just super tough and bomber, which is the important part.
Yeah.
You know, function and cool. form. So, yeah, anyway, if you want to hit me up to book a trip, get some fishing tips, or any information about what you just heard, hit me up to listen at theflyfishersproshop.com for the blog or podcast. You can send me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can give me a call at 509-429-7298. Stay warm, y'all. Take care of each other, and get that fish right on, baby.